This is registration for Lamonte Johnson, LAMONTEJOHNSON, date of birth is 8/29/92, date of service is 3/18/2025, date of accident 2/27/2025. Chief complaints are patient was involved in automobile accident on 2/27/2025, leading to the various symptoms as described. Chief complaints are pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, the right tailbone area, both elbows, left shoulder, constant pain, and numbness tingling of both hands, and shooting pain to the right left upper arm. Besides, patient has various headaches and various symptoms of TBI that are also reported, and pain in the jaw. He suffered a laceration during this accident on the left eye that was repaired at the hospital. History of presenting illness is as follows. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling as a restaurant driver in a Malibu car at 20 miles an hour on 2/27/2025 at 9 p.m. His girlfriend was traveling with him. He was in East Detroit near Gratiot northbound and near Connors, C-O-N-N-E-R-S. The patient reported that he was driving on Gratiot and another driver turned left in front of her car, his car suddenly. It led to he hit the other car into a head-on collision and frontal. The other car was almost at 50 miles an hour and the patient was wearing seatbelt, airbag deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. Hit and run accident, yes. And police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital at St. John Hospital in West Grand Boulevard. He suffered with a laceration on the left eye, 1 inch long. The damage to the car was completely total. The hood is broken, bumper is broken, radiator is broken, engine is broken, transmission is broken, the car was not drivable. Regarding the injury, patient report that he banged his head to the left window, to the visor, and to the left window, leading to a laceration of the left eyebrow, 1 inch long, was bleeding. He injured his jaw, and there was a neck whiplash as he moved his head forward and backward hard. No chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma is reported. He banged his right elbow to the armrest and he got squeezed between his body and the door, legs, and both the knees hit into the dashboard very hard. History of presenting illness, patient reports of having headaches which are severe. On a scale of 1 to 10, they are 9, and mostly they are to the front, back, right and left temple, severe, mostly, constant all the time, sensitive to the light, but not sensitive to noise, especially with nausea and vomiting. Last vomiting was 5 days ago. He has not been hospitalized since the accident until today. Additional symptoms of TBI are reported as follows: dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ears. He has a loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He complains of loss of memory, forgetfulness, or disorientation, confusion. He complains of lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmare, fearful of the event, sleepwalking, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision. No issues with the taste, but he cannot smell properly. And he passed out for 1 minute and 42 seconds, according to him. His left jaw is quite painful. No broken teeth or fractures. There was a laceration of the left eyebrow of 1 inch long. In addition, patient has no history of sudden anesthesia, but he has a sleep disturbance. He is not able to sleep more than a couple of hours. Walking is difficult. He cannot walk without pain. And he has a history of weakness, lightheadedness, He reports of numbness and tingling of both hands, including all the fingers, five of them in both hands, all the time. In addition, patient has lightheadedness, weakness, fatigue, and anxiety, depression, panic. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has been having severe continuous pains in the area of the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and also right SI joint, both elbows, especially the right elbow and left shoulder. They are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, sickening, punishing, heart-burning, aching, heavy, tender, splitting, tiring, and fearful. Pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by nothing. There is a radiation of pain from the neck to the left upper arm all the way to the elbow as numbness and tingling. Patient also reports of radiation of pain to the right buttock, crease, but not going beyond the buttock. On the left side, there is a radiation of pain front and the back in S1, S2, and L3, 4 nerve distribution. And the leg is numb and tingling and pain all the time. Both the hands show numbness and tingling 1 to 5. And the right elbow has a pain 10, which is affecting the olecranon and both median and lateral epicondyles. He reports some muscle weakness and motor weakness of the left arm, especially dropping his phone and unable to lift his dinner plates. There is no incontinence of the bladder and bowel reported. So far, patient has had only one visit to the emergency room, St. John and Grand Boulevard in Detroit. 5 hours he was there. Stitches were provided, 7 stitches to his left eye. No testing was conducted. So far, he has done some physical therapy and medications. Finally, review the records for the system review, for the surgical history, allergies, employment, family history, and relationship status. Legal history, patient do not have any attorney at this time. He is a crew operator at 3M. He makes plane parts and other parts, and he was fired 2 weeks ago. Personal history and ADLs from the records that have been sent. Diagnosis, in general, V89.2 X60, S09.90 XA, 854.06, laceration of the left eyebrow, healing, tender left jaw. CNS, R51, F41.1, F32.9, F43.20, G13189, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M79.1, ligaments, M54.0. Upper extremities, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Elbows, right elbow, M25.521. Wrist, M25.531, M25.532. Hands, M79.641, M79.642. Carpal tunnel, right is G56.01, left G56.02. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4 XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, M54.14, M54.08, and S23.3 XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5, XXA. SI spine, right sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5, XXA. We can mention spasm, muscle spasm of the paravertebral region, T6 to L5, and tender right SI joint, right sacroiliitis, medial and lateral epicondylitis. TBI. The physical examination is as follows. Height is 5'11", weight 170, blood pressure 141 over 102, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 100%, temperature is 96.7. A 32-year-old African American male of a good built nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, alert oriented, and is not in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain faces, doesn't appear to be overly anxious, lethargic, good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, and the patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping or having severe pain in the legs. Gait is normal. Rest of the exam from the template. In the chest, there is some tenderness in the lower part of the chest bilaterally. However, it doesn't appear that there is an obvious fracture. The breath sounds are normal and no crepitations are heard. Air exchange is very good. More pain on the left side than the right. Lower ribs. In the neurological examination is normal from the template. Psychiatric normal and musculature examination is normal except for the spasm of the quadratus. There is a spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally and paravertebral muscle spasm from T6 to L4 and 5 and S1. And also we can mention in the left eye there is a scar of 1 inch with the sutures in. They have not been removed. Patient will be going to see his doctor and healing well. Musculoskeletal examination in the inspection and palpation from the template. Spine tenderness is present at right SI joint and L5-S1. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed at T6 to L5-S1 all the way bilaterally with the trigger points several and hypertonicity of 2+. Range of motions in the cervical spine, forward flexion 40, extension 40, bilateral side flexion 35, bilateral rotation is 35. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign, Lermit test, flexion test are found positive. Total test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Rudzinski-Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test negative. Kemp test is positive. Kavitsky sign is negative. SI joint. Only the right SI joint is tender with positive Faber test and Gunston test, while the left is not. The standing flexion test, iliac compression, and dysflexion test were found negative. Extremities examination. Except for the right shoulder, the rest of the extremities are normal. Except for the left shoulder, right elbow, and both hands, the lower extremities are completely normal. We use the template to type it. Please. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. Left shoulder appears completely normal on inspection and also on palpation. No crepitus grinding noise is heard. Range of motion is normal. But abduction, motion is up to 120 degrees. Pain is 9, scale of 1 to 10 in the shoulder area. Muscle strength is 4/5. The anterior-posterior apprehension test was found positive. Hawking-Kennedy test positive. Empty beer can test is positive. Near test positive. Feet test is positive. Elbow. On examination of the right elbow, the olecranon process is standard. However, no fracture is expected. Both the medial and lateral epicondyle are also tender. Surrounding tendons are. Examination of both the wrist reveals that there is a positive penile sign and palm sign bilaterally, involving all the fingers and possibly of medial nerve fragment. And the grip is slightly poor. Motor power 4/5 bilaterally. and no other swelling is noticed or deviation or muscle atrophy or tendinitis. Inner prominence is not atrophied. Reflexes, grips, reflexes are normal. Grip is slightly poor. Motor power 4/5. Diagnosis. I already discussed. Plan of treatment is from the template. Treatment plan. Definitely ordered the physical therapy to continue 3 times per week for neck, mid back, lower back, shoulders, elbows. And both the wrist. Right SI joint and the muscle spasm with massage, flexion, aquatherapy, gait training, home therapy. Role of infrared and laser treatment has been discussed with the patient. He remains disabled for work, outfit replacement and transportation. Medications, non-narcotic, naproxen 500 twice a day, 30 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect, LRB 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for relief of the spasm of the muscles, Lidocaine gel 5% 200 g for topical pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets are provided for patient to take. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. A review of the available MRI imaging records, medical records are being ordered released, but they are not here. International pain procedure, it's some trigger point injections, an injection to the medial lateral epicondyle and olecranon area has been discussed with the patient. If he approves, then we'll provide him, but right now he's not interested. An injection for toradol was also discussed with the patient. Surgical options, none. Neurosite, none. Attendant care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered today. EMEs, patient has been provided with back brace, retention. As a prescription, education is yes, follow up within 15 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.